Once again, here at the 2013 BI PIRS Symposium in Chicago, Illinois. And standing here with me is Dr. Tim Lola with the Swine Vet Center. First of all, tell me a little bit about what you do for them and your role there.
We're a swine practice, or a veterinary practice, conventional practice. We have clienteles all over the United States and international companies. So we have 11 veterinarians on staff. We just do pigs, and we help trying to improve their health and production and make them more profitable.
I understand that in this industry, you're kind of known as the big thinker, asking those questions that maybe some of the others aren't. And we talked a lot about the ARC program and beyond. And today was the topic and those principles that kind of control this virus. Vaccination versus eradication and elimination and mandatory vaccination versus voluntary were some keywords there. So let's hit on the early vaccination of that you talked about today.
Well, I actually went back in time a little bit and talked about my first 15 years in practice. We did a lot of eradication of diseases, APP, mange, rhinitis, dysentery, and it was things that you worked on. The clients were extremely happy with you. They got rid of a disease. It lowered their cost. And lately, the last 5 to 10 years, we're picking up viruses that we're living with. It spreads to an area, the PERS, and now since May, the introduction of PED from Asia. And so the game has changed a little bit. It doesn't feel very good that we're just trying to stop reduce the hurt kind of, rather than get rid of it. And early on, pseudorabies was the only virus we probably had that did this kind of thing like PERS and PED does. And we vaccinated. And we, at some point, probably a similar stage, just decided vaccine's good. We're going to vaccinate everybody. And so in any pig dense area, it became mandatory to vaccinate. So we still have too many areas that I don't know if vaccine works. Maybe it does. Some people do it. Some don't. And that kind of control program for this kind of virus is not going to work. It spreads neighbor to neighbor. It goes aerosol. There's lots of us that are having clients filter their farms. We know there was a talk today that said filtration works. Our clinic has been leaders in filtration. And that works, but it's very expensive and it's still a challenge if your neighbors all have it. So this has to be not an individual farm approach, but a regional approach. And the region needs to get way bigger. You know, we've done it on county levels and also like pseudorabies where, you know, we maybe had 80% participation. We didn't have success till we were able to say, this is a pork board. This is a National Pork Producers Council. It's going to be mandatory. Everybody has to do it in this region. And so I think we're to that stage where, yep, the vaccine could be better, but it's the best tool we have. And we're letting too many viruses slip through the cracks by not vaccinating. So I made a point in my presentation that we need to be bigger, bolder, and have some kind of enforcing mechanism, whether it's the producers themselves vote that they are going to do this on a national program if we're going to show any kind of minimization of the effects of PERS and shortly PED.
I think that though, starting at the local level was kind of what you hit on, the facts that we have. Local support has to be mandatory, and the local veterinarians, the local producers. How do you promote that?
Well, I think there's 30 projects going on. Many of them talked here at the meeting today, and it's very dependent upon the local vets and the local coordinator to sell the program to all the producers and getting current information and regular information. So it's a lot of work, and there is, again, too many people that aren't participating. The major sow farms participate in an area, but we need to have all the farms. And so it's good. It's just not good enough yet. We need to move through it.
What's your take-home message for today's audience?
I think there's enough information on the table. We need to take the next bigger, bolder step. And it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of effort. And I think we need to work on more of a national or state or national scale and then judge the success of that.
Well, thank you. Once again, talking with Tim Lola, who is with the Swine Vet Center here at BI's PIRS Symposium in Chicago, Illinois. And I'm Jamie Johansson.